All right, next up is Miss April.
Thank you, everyone, for showing up today. First off, I want to start out with thanking our volunteers from 2012. Just so you guys all know, Apogee is 100% volunteer supported. Nobody gets paid for this, and everybody buys their ticket. So, except for the one winner of the ticket art. But thank you guys, we really couldn't do it without you, and by your volunteering we're able to grow this family each and every year. And if you can see up here, there's a bunch of what we were calling swag before, we're now calling volunteer gifts, in keeping with the gifting principle. And these are some items that our ranger at Burning Man got. And this is what we're encouraging more and more as we grow our event, that different departments are going to be encouraged to have their own volunteer gifts. But just to show you some of the things that we had from last year, we had these chair bangers. I don't know if you guys can see them, but they're real nice, and they say Apogee on them. And those were for people who worked 1 to 3 shifts. And we also had these awesome chair banger mugs for people who did, like, super stellar 4 shifts plus in our big ignition team who helps us propel this event and takes leadership. So, again, this year we're going to have more gift items. We're looking at patches. We're going to be doing lanyards and laminates for first-year swag, or sorry, volunteer gifts. And we're even looking into doing some bigger items like hoodies for those that commit to volunteering all year, and possibly for people who are daily leads 2 years in a row, they may be eligible for a hoodie in the future as well. Another new thing at Apple this year is our acculturation team. Formerly the RRCs, or Regional Contacts for Burning Man, were part of Ignition. And this year we kind of switched it over to creating this thing called the acculturation team. And what that means is our event is based on the 10 principles, and we follow Burning Man's guidance on that to be a regional event. And we really want to set ourselves apart from Sonic Bloom and further and different events like that. So we do these things that are based around the 10 principles. And this booth that's going to be run at Apogee this year by Original Contact is going to be a mirror image, in a sense, of what happens at Burning Man. This is something that's on the Esplanade, just to the right of the keyhole for Center Camp. And if you go in this, you will see that there's Burners Without Borders, Black Rocks Arts Foundation, and all sorts of projects that you can get involved with year-round. And we want to encourage that more in our community as well. And the RCs are also going to be helping us out to see how we can embrace the 10 principles more. That's it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. And now I believe we had our Apogee president, Kingpin, who is much talked about growth that we're seeing this year with Apogee.
Hey, well, I'll keep it short. I mean, basically, we're adding 300 tickets this year. So we're going up to 1,600, more or less. We're adding a little bit to the ticket price this year than it was last year, because the days, it's an extra day as well.
Yeah!
And it was an extra day last year as well, so keep that in mind, that the ticket price didn't go up last year. So, I think this year we were able to put about $30,000 into art, which was based on last year's budget. And if you sort of think forward, I mean, it could be a lot more. The budget could be significantly larger for art next year. So we're pretty excited. And I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say. So, who's next? Any questions? No.
All right. We're the highlight of this thing is we're going to announce the winners of our first round art competition or art grants. This year we received 34 applications requesting a total of over $65,000. We awarded 21 grants totaling $23,830. And FYI, second round still open. There's over $3,000 available for those. We award their maximum $300 grant, so be sure to submit that before February 28th. So here we go. Without further ado, the winners. The winners are Unicorn Playhouse.
Yeah!
Why not also be saying some more goals and make it even more vital things like friendship, play, and fun in the meeting. You can see unicorns from making sweet love. The story portal. Connecting individuals to the vast world of shared experience through spontaneous true storytelling. It's a pretty sweet little layout there. I literally practiced for like 5 days on how to say the name of this. Go ahead and say it to yourself. See if we agree. A Lewin enemy. This is going to be badass. Deep sea bioluminescent extraterrestrial jellyfish.
Wow.
Technology people, technology. The people catcher. Giant interactive dream catcher. The Space Bar 2.0 for Space Jam. Play games on there. 32 embedded LED project.
Nice. Excitement. Nice.
The Bud Light's kicking in. Maybe. Maybe later. DIY interactive electronics. John English's project is going to be a center camp workshop where you get to learn how to solder and put together electronics and leave with your own project.
Thanks.
Custom made. Sharing the knowledge of John English. Dinos for Life. This is pretty cool. It's going to be some like 18-foot dinosaurs blowing up. You're like, holy. She loves dinosaurs, she said. She loves dinosaurs. The Gnome Project.
Yeah!
Gnome see that more every day. Make your own gnome. Paint it. It's pretty cool. It's front of the edge. Alter Prometheus. Didn't submit pictures, so I had to search for Prometheus. I'm okay with the movie. So it's going to look like, just like the movie, everybody. No, it's a gigantic face coming out of the ground with a bunch of fire and molten metal eyes. String Theory Domes in that room right there. Right. So then the next generation is going to be liquid, crazy liquid going on in there.
Yes.
Prima Materia. Right here. Yeah. Badass Ouroboros. You can ride and shoot fire.
Nice.
I don't know why I have those on. Because of the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah!
I'm fucking excited about the Kentucky Derby. Don't you want to run around in a circle and vomit? I do. Alchemical. Okay, this is another one. I didn't submit their picture, but you can like, this is so Nathan Lashard, if y'all know what this is. Glowing balloons here, and little girl, muscles. Here he is over here, smart holding the balloon. This is going to be a cool thing. Gigantic weather balloons light up the sky and have a G at night. If it only looks like that picture, I'll be happy. Burn your brain, these guys right over there. Gigantic brain interacting with sculpture in this. Those neat things, you go inside of the cerebral cortex. I like to say cerebral cortex. Arbor Borealis. Going to be about 30% bigger this year than they had over last year. You had some additional wings and more interactivity. Text support, please.
Isn't that you?
Emoticon. Another picture I just did. It said poop in the middle, but I took it out because I didn't want it to be insulting to the audience. But thank God for the emoticon. First people to turn in their art grant, ladies and gentlemen, so you too can do it 2 months ahead of time. See what happens when you submit early, you win. The living room.
Yeah!
Right up there. Coolest place ever, just like your home, just like grandma's house. Go sit there and take part of your medicines and watch the TV. Blossom Effigy. Give it a little extra brain, put some more blinky lights and fire things on there, and be ready for a burn ban. We don't talk about that, do we? So we're going to totally burn everything. Burn ban or not. Woo! Fuck you. Sentinels of Panopolis. That's another picture. This is lit when you type Sentinels of Panopolis in, and this is what the picture comes up at, just so you know. For the people that brought you Adam and Eden last year, you're going to create another wonderful, magical space for you to enjoy dubstep in.
Nice.
I love dubstep. Radical inclusion. Play camp. Who doesn't like Seesaw? Anybody, do you know what this is?
The Brady's.
The Brady Bunch, when they broke the Seesaw record. Hello. Yes, I'm old. So yeah, there's going to be a Seesaw there and lots of cool things to run around and play on and hurt yourself on, hopefully.
Sweet!
Sine wave.
The Cabana Collection! Grilled cheese sandwiches! Nudity? It's going to be awesome. Maybe not nudity, I don't know.
Yeah, nudity!
Dancing, loving. It's going to be awesome. It's like a little beach. Alright. Temple. This is the first year we ever had Temple Brown Grant officially. There were 4 applications received, and the winner is...
Dun, dun, dun!
Who?
The Temple of Sam Substantiation! So I'm going to hand it off to our Temple Builder this year.
Woohoo!
Doug Grumman.
Hi.
Hi!
Hi.
Hola.
Okay, so we thought we'd do something different with the temple this year. We're a creative community, and yet we are entrenched in these traditions that Burning Man has created.
Eat the mic!
So, we are not going to burn the temple.
Woohoo! Yeah!
And that's probably good, since we're probably have a burn ban anyway. So, we're going to have a water ritual.
Woo! Nice!
And you can come by our table and talk to us about that. We're still developing the idea and would love some input. And you can come by and get some little seed packets. We'll plant your Rocky Mountain wildflowers in the spring. And yeah, we look forward to talking to you.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Next, Summer with the Blossom Effigy.
Are you going to have little vials of Giardia?
Yes.
Yeah. All right, we're not going to talk about burn bands, but if you have access to Giardia, say, lasers and other fog machine type equipment, I want to talk to you. I don't know about that stuff. And I could sure use some work weekend help if anyone wants to go to work weekend and doesn't have a project they're working on. And you're brilliant, talk to me. And there's some other stuff going on. If you have some metalworking experience, come talk to me too.
Thank you.
Right. I'm going to burn that thing one way or another, I swear. Sometime, somewhere, it's burning.
All right, thank you, Summer. Okay, so the next part here, I wanted to announce the winner of our ticket art contest. Every year we have a artistic design ticket that we get out at the gate. People come in, members of the ticket. We had 13 entries from 13 different artists this year, so a lot of participation. Team Ignition, who are all the volunteer leads on for Apogea, voted on it. Most votes win. And the winner this year was Jason Kimo Santiago. Size of gift ticket. Alrighty, and speaking of tickets, I will now hand it over to our ticket lead, Elizabeth Collins.
The tickets will be available, and we are going through brown paper ticket again. They're going to be $100 this year, and there's 1,650 tickets, and the first day we can do general sales is March 18th. You'll have the choice of PayPal or all credit cards, and you can also donate at that time to whatever charity you would like. General sales for the second time will be March 30th. Last chance, we're going to do right before May 29th. And then we're also going to be doing scholarship and youth tickets this year. And they're going to be 50% off. We ask that you just go online, fill out the application. This year we're going to do a little different. I'm going to ask that you provide ID with the application, and that'll be due March 17th, and then we should get approval by March 29th.
Yes.
And then we also are holding some tickets for Granite Artists, different volunteer departments, and so we look forward to everyone getting a ticket for an awesome event.
All right, so important news. We'll get that announced out on all channels online, but you guys heard the dates here first. And now, I believe we have someone from Center Camp that was going to make an announcement. Is either Sherpa or Julie. Hey, well, I'll cover over here. All you guys know, Center Camp has become a real awesome department at Apogea the past few years, and there are some open positions there for an infrastructure lead who helps kind of get together all the materials and organize the setup of the camp itself. And then also there are going to be daily Center Camp leads this year who help coordinate everything from the cafe to the organ performances and everything else going on throughout the day. Julie Stenger, right down here, is the lead for the performances for all of our people that don't have their own theme camp but have something awesome to share. You can contact June, and she's our organ performances lead. She'll get you scheduled, and so you can do stuff at Center Camp. Also, we have some announcements about ACON. Peachy, did Sherpa talk to you? I don't know enough about ACON.
Nope.
I'm talking. ACON is Apogea Conclave, the fire performance group.
I can talk if you want me to talk.
Yeah, please do.
You want to talk?
Yeah, tell us.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Woo!
I was like so kind about it. I'm not good at talking into mics, but So we have approximately 60 performers right now. We have, oh my god, incredible ideas. We have a table in the front if you guys want to come. We have a little outline right now of our performance. Essentially, we're going to be expressing the transmutation process through our performance. The really cool thing, though, that crossing fingers, no burn men, everybody ran dance. We are not developing a fire contingent performance, which means that unlike every year previously, where we have a burn ban, we can't do anything. This year, our performance will continue regardless, so it will still be able to have the same impact, and everybody will still be able to walk away with whatever they want from that.
Good job. Would anybody else like to be surprised about speaking on the microphone? Anyone? No, we really are organized, everyone. Next, talk about photography.
Yeah!
I'd like to take full credit for introducing this person to the audition.
Yeah.
You're talking awesome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Yana!
So, photography this year, I'm hoping to gather not just photography, but videographers, writers, anybody who wants to be involved in documenting Apogea and making sure that the rest of the world can see what we're doing. After the fact, I want to put together an e-publication that ties in all of the different pieces that we're doing. So that will be available after Apogea, but I want to release bits and pieces along the way. Content is, I want it to be a community project, so it's not just me and videographers and photographers putting it together. I want you to give me content too. So let me know if you want to be involved in it. Just send me pictures, send me anything you want. I'll throw it in the scrapbook. And one thing I just wanted to remind everybody about is privacy. Ask first. And don't share pictures with the rest of the world if they're private. So.
Word of up. Yeah!
Really excited about the photo lead this year. It's kind of unprecedented. We actually take pictures of everything and make it so you can look at it later. What an idea.
And remember. Because sometimes
I didn't see
want to thank everyone for coming out. I'm Matt Stringer. I am one of the board members. And also want to open up to this kind of town hall. So if there are pending, big questions or things that people want to, discuss, there are a lot of board members here, so we can have some kind of open Q&A time if you guys want to beat up on us and stuff. Or tell us how much we rock. All right. I think that's done. You had to say.
I just want to make an announcement.
Announcements seem fine.
Get the mic.
Yeah.
Step up to the mic.
Hey.
Hi.
So for the do-it-yourself electronics workshop that we're doing, we're looking to get about 20 volunteers. We want to have a really good ratio of people that are learning to solder for the first time in the woods to people that kind of know how to solder in the woods. So if that's something you're interested in doing, whether or not you have any experience so far, we're going to do some run-throughs prior to Apogea so we can train you on what you need to do. If you already have lots of soldering experience or experience programming Arduinos, then you can probably jump right in. So if you want to get involved with that, contact me or just come talk over at our very humble table in the front. Or check out the Sound Puddle Facebook page and you can get in touch with us that way.
Thank you.
Mr. Bug Barbecue.
What's the work weekend registration access process, whatever?
Good question.
Coming.
Okay.
DBD. DBW has always run work weekend, and so that's going to be Kimo Santiago and Damian Budd again, as of last year. They'll be working on that and announcing it soon, as Kingpin said.
Cool.
I can see a hand, but can't. What is it? Missy?
Yes. When's the volunteer database going to open?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
I would like to know that, too.
Volunteers, April.
Thanks, because I actually missed that. We're looking at April 1st right now. And just to remind you guys, too, there's going to be a bunch of new things going on with volunteers this year. So we're going to put out communication about all those changes before the database goes live. And I also wanted to let you guys know, if you did not get an opportunity to get your volunteer gift from 2012 and you volunteered at the event, we have it with us, and we have our list, and if you haven't been crossed off yet, we have it for you.
Where's that at?
We'll be in the front room.
All right, thank you very much. Everyone else? Board members, open questions, tickets, volunteers, other important things. Burning questions you have.
That's a loaded question.
All right. Well, in that case,
will the Daily League and Feather Camp be
giving
admission prize tickets?
What?
Yes. So Daily League, Julie's recruiting for Center Camp. That is Ignition's position. Ignition does get discounted tickets as core leads of the organization help run the event. So if you're looking to make sure you're in, talk to Julie. Help with the organization.
Daily leads for Center Camp. Are you looking to be daily leads, or they can be half daily leads, so you don't have to commit as much to all that?
You should ask the person in charge of Center Camp.
There are 6-hour shifts.
6-hour shifts.
You don't have to commit the whole day. It's a good thing. Volunteer! 80% off.
Mr. Barbecue again.
Will this wind be so mighty as to lay low the mountains of the earth?
Me too. Take
another sip.
Another question back there.
Who should we talk to about sound camps? Is there someone who will there'll be a sound bowl scheduled shortly.
Matt Warden is one of our sound leads.
He also lives here.
I also live here.
Here at the factory. Any other burning questions? Okay, well, thank you for coming. Support the artist. Get involved. Give them money. Give up your time. And hope to see you all at Apo.
Thank you all, everybody. Come here. We still have a whole other day of this excitement tomorrow. Be sure to support all of your local artists. And most importantly, thank you to the Fusion Factory for being stand up here to listen to us. An awesome venue so we can have this event then. Thank you.
Thanks,
continue on.
I'm gonna help you.